Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy with Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having a good day. Y'all, it's a pretty, pretty, pretty day today. You know, last week on the show, I had an upcoming artist, had Link up in here. I don't know if y'all heard his song, but ladies, you got to check him out. He is definitely a panty dropper. Then I had Frost 214, another upcoming artist. Y'all got to check him out. He is definitely is in the house, so... Today on the show, going to be having the have and have nots. Going to be having Warlock up in here with me today. Y'all got to check him out. He is a very, very cool dude. Y'all, it has been a lot going on in the news today. Well, this week, you had so much going on. But I got my ride or die. Got my girl MJ rolling with me today, y'all. Let me get her on the line. Uh-oh. Let's see. Hold on. MJ, you there? Nope. Let me get a... Hold on. I'm having a little minor difficulties, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see. Uh-oh. Y'all, she my ride or die. We get to talking about different stuff that go on in the show. But you know what? I can't get her. Can't get her. Let's see. There she go. Okay, so I can't bring her on. For some reason, I can't get her on, y'all. But we had a lot going on, y'all, today. This week, you had Rudy and her hubby. They broke up. Then he wanted to do a DNA on the baby. Y'all, if y'all watched Love and Hip Hop last night, it was amazing. They had to have security up in the building. Can y'all imagine that? What was going on? I didn't know what to say with that. That was a lot going on with that. I just, K. Michelle didn't want to come on the show. Mona had to get K. Michelle back up in there. So we had so much going on, y'all, with Love and Hip Hop. Y'all, I'm having a little minor difficulties today, so y'all got to bear with me, But I'm going to give y'all the best of Open Talk, too. Give y'all a little of that and play a couple of joints, and then I'm coming back with more on the show. Don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk, too. All right, y'all. I am back again with this bad technical difficulties, but I got my girl MJ rolling with me today. MJ, what's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Hey, I don't know. It's Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what's going on, but the connection is really bad today. But you know what?
Man.
Everything has been going on. The power, we had a big power outage over here, and I guess because of the heat, I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
Love and Hip Hop. Please tell me you tuned in to Love and Hip Hop last night.
You know, I caught maybe the last 30 minutes of it, but that was enough because I seen
Girl,
everything.
Security was on fleek, baby. Oh, my God. Security was horrible. They had it locked down. K. Michelle didn't want to come into the building. Mona Scott had to go get her out the truck.
Oh.
It was amazing. It was. I didn't think it was going to have to be that way, but it was. But,
yes,
you know,
right.
I love my love and hip hop.
Huh? And I can just expect what's going to happen next week. It seems like it's going to be.
Ooh.
It's gonna
be. You missed where Jocelyn told Miss Gossip Girl that she was messy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Miss Pussy said, so I'm messy. And then she told her, she started telling about her degrees and all that kind of stuff. I said, all right, now.
Yeah.
Girl, that was too funny. I was no good though. I was not any good when they cut up last night.
They really did.
What do you think about that Karen and that Tommy? Did you get to see that part?
Yeah, I seen that too. I don't know what Tommy had on though.
Girl, I don't know. But it was a lot going on in the news. Like I said, you had what's them two? Rudy and her husband. They broke up.
Yeah,
I felt bad for them. And then he wanted the DNA for the baby.
Yeah, because he said he had a vasectomy or something. See, I don't know.
I say it is just too much. It is too much going on. Something else happened. I can't think, girl.
Yeah, he was cheating, and she wanted to divorce him before, but she said she was going to sit there and try to work on her marriage. And then now he want to file.
Girl. Well, I don't know. It's just too much going on. I don't know. But let me get to the show because I didn't miss half the show with these little difficulties. You know, I guess technology is something else.
I got it.
All right, you stay out the heat.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. That was my girl, MJ, y'all. We had to give y'all a little dirt, a little gossip. We had to give y'all a little something. But, again, I apologize for the minor difficulties. Going to be playing a few little jams, and when I come back, going to have Warlock up in here, so don't move. Going to get my oldies, your little blast from the past. Give y'all, of course, got to go to Florida and pull out my South Deep Boys. Going to drop them, and don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl right here at Open Talk 2.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy. Don't
overtalk
to. I'm
cool
with the flow.
Suck
a
fool, man. All right. Got blast from the past.
Well. today on the show, I'm rolling with, y'all, one of these OGs that plays his part on the have and the have-nots. I got John Shapen rolling with me today. What's up, John? How are you doing today?
I'm doing beautiful. How are you doing, love?
I am doing great now that you are on the show. So what's up? Tell my listeners a little bit about you. How or what inspires you to get into the acting industry?
Well, yeah, you know, I grew up in Stone Mountain, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, on the east side, you know. And so growing up, you know, I didn't have any family or friends or anybody that was, like, in the industry, you know, in acting. But I was just always fascinated with, you know, a lot of movies and TV shows that I would watch. I watched a lot of films and movies and stuff like that when I was really young, and I would start impersonating and, you know, doing the scenes from my favorite movies and things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and as I went through school, you know, I took drama classes and, you know, eventually went to college. But I didn't know exactly how to go about doing it. So when I was in college, I just, you know, I started learning how things work behind the scenes. And then I started working behind the scenes.
Okay.
And that's actually what pretty much got me into acting. You know, I worked behind the scenes for a number of years. Worked on a lot of different productions that I shot in Atlanta and, you know, throughout the United States. And by doing that, it gave me firsthand exposure to the business, and I was able to actually, communicate with other actors who were actually doing it and get advice, and then, you know, just took the jump in front of the camera.
Okay, I got you. Because I don't know if you remember, of course, I don't know how old you are, but you remember Dwayne Wayne from What's Happening?
Yeah,
you remember him?
Yeah,
okay, because, you know, now he's in production. I heard he was working for, like, behind the scenes with Dr. Oz. So, you know, I guess that was a flip for him.
Wayne from What's Happening or a Different World?
From What's Happening.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Him. So he flipped the script, and I guess he, you know, from being in front of the camera, I guess that's what he's doing now, so.
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You know, it's you know, what we're doing as actors or, you know, producers, writers, directors, It's a collaborative art form, you know, and it all works together to bring, you know, a story to life. You
okay.
know? So it's very, that's why you see so many actors who direct and produce and write and vice versa, you know, because those mediums, you know, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
And it's a lot easier to understand that side of the business when you're actually, you know, when you're exposed to it on the regular.
Right. Well, let me ask
yeah.
you, do you enjoy playing your character on the have and have nots?
I do. I have a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, and people, you know, it's funny because everybody's like, oh, my gosh, he's so mean, he's so bad. I stare, you know, I guess, you know, when I look at Candace and the characters on the show, they're like, oh, he's crazy. But no, I'm totally not that guy. Like, I'm way different from Warlock, you know, which makes it so fun to play because it is a part of me, you know, that is Warlock, just like in everybody. Everybody has, if their buttons are pushed, you know, we don't know what we are capable of until we actually do it.
Right, right.
We're all, you know, we're all human beings, therefore we're all capable of the same thing. You know,
right.
we're all capable of committing the same act of evil, just as we're capable of, you know, committing an act of good. So, you know, we have fun, you know, in between takes, we play, you know, we laugh and tell jokes, you know, I'm not walking around on set in character, you know, all day, having people call me Warlock, and, you know.
I'm telling you, it's really intriguing. I love your character, and again, you get into your character, but I'd be laughing when I, Tuesdays, when I'm sipping my wine, and I see you pull up, I'd be like, oh, shit, here he go. Something going down.
They put the music on there to help it too. Like, you know, like Warlock, yeah. I notice that every time I come on the scene, it's like, you know, the music changes a little bit. So I was like,
it's funny.
That helps.
So how are you working? How do you enjoy working with your castmates? Like, of course, Benny on the character and his other little friend that runs a shop with him. How's your deal with them?
Yeah, everybody's great. It's like a family. You know, it really, really, truly is. Tyler has created something, not just with the show, but with his studio as a whole, where it's a family environment. A lot of people that work there have been, you know, worked there on all of his productions, you know. And you see new faces, you know, that come and go, and that's the business. But for the most part, everybody's a family, you know, and so from, you know, the cast.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with, y'all, one of these OGs that plays his part on the have and the have-nots. I got John Shapen rolling with me today. What's up, John? How are you doing today?
I'm doing beautiful. How are you doing, love?
I am doing great now that you are on the show. So what's up? Tell my listeners a little bit about you. How or what inspires you to get into the acting industry?
Well, yeah, you know, I grew up in Stone Mountain, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, on the east side, you know, and so growing up, you know, I didn't have any family or friends or anybody that was, like, in the industry, you know, in acting, but I was just always fascinated with, you know, a lot of movies and TV shows that I would watch. I watched a lot of films and movies and stuff like that when I was really young, and I would start impersonating and, you know, doing the scenes from my favorite movies and things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and as I went through school, you know, I took drama classes and, you know, eventually went to college. But I didn't know exactly how to go about doing it. So when I was in college, I just, you know, I started learning how things work behind the scenes. And then I started working behind the scenes.
Okay.
That's actually what pretty much got me into acting. You know, I worked behind the scenes for a number of years. Worked on a lot of different productions that I shot in Atlanta and, you know, throughout the United States. And by doing that, it gave me firsthand exposure to the business, and I was able to actually, communicate with other actors who were actually doing it and get advice, and then, you know, just took the jump in front of the camera.
Okay, I got you. Because I don't know if you remember, of course, I don't know how old you are, but you remember Dwayne Wayne from What's Happening?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah,
okay, because, you know, now he's in production. I heard he was working for, like, behind the scenes with Dr. Oz. So, you know, I guess that was a flip for him.
Wayne from What's Happening or a Different World?
From What's Happening.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Him. So he flipped the script, and I guess he, you know, from being in front of the camera, I guess that's what he's doing now, so.
Yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You know, it's you know, what we're doing as actors or, you know, producers, writers, directors, It's a collaborative art form, you know, and it all works together to bring, you know, a story to life. You
okay.
know? So it's very, that's why you see so many actors who direct and produce and write and vice versa, you know, because those mediums, you know, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
And it's a lot easier to understand that side of the business when you're actually, you know, when you're exposed to it on the regular.
Right. Well, let me ask
yeah.
you, do you enjoy playing your character on the have and the have nots?
I do. I have a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, and people, you know, it's funny because everybody's like, oh, my gosh, he's so mean, he's so bad. I stare, you know, I guess, you know, when I look at Candace and the characters on the show, they're like, oh, he's crazy. But no, I'm totally not. That guy, like, I'm way different from Warlock, you know, which makes it so fun to play because it is a part of me, you know, that is Warlock, just like in everybody. Everybody has, if their buttons are pushed, you know, we don't know what we are capable of until we actually do it.
Right, right.
We're all, you know, we're all human beings, therefore we're all capable of the same thing, you know,
right.
we're all capable of committing the same act of evil. Just as we're capable of, you know, committing an act of good. So, you know, we have fun. You know, in between takes, we play, you know, we laugh and tell jokes. You know, I'm not walking around on set in character, you know, all day, having people call me Warlock, and, you know.
I'm telling you, it's really intriguing. I love your character, and, again, you get into your character, but I'd be laughing when I, Tuesdays, when I'm sipping my wine and I see you pull up, I'd be like, oh, shit, here he go. Something going down.
They put the music on it to help it too. Like,
Evie.
You know, like Warlock, yeah. I noticed that every time I come on the scene, it's like, you know, the music changes a little bit. So I was like,
it's funny.
That helps.
So how are you working? How do you enjoy working with your castmates? Like, of course, Benny on the character and his other little friend that runs the shop with him. How's your deal with them?
Yeah, everybody's great. It's like a family. You know, it really, really, truly is. Tyler has created something, not just with the show, but with his studio as a whole. where it's a family environment. A lot of people that work there have been, you know, worked there on all of this production, you know. And you see new faces, you know, that come and go, and that's the business. But for the most part, everybody's a family, you know. And so from, you know, the cast members to the crew members, you know, everybody is in it, you know, for a common goal, you know.
Right.
And so it makes for a very fun work environment, you know. Everybody's great. I haven't had any horror stories or any egos. Nobody has an ego. Everybody's just there to, you know, do their job. And that's what makes it so much fun.
What about Tyler? How's it working with Tyler Perry?
It's great.
It's great. Okay.
You know, people have their feelings about Tyler Perry, and, you know, based off of what they read, but you don't know a person until you've actually met them and experienced them for yourself. You know, it's easy for people to sit on the sideline and cast an opinion, you know, because it doesn't cost them anything.
Okay.
But once you actually meet a person, you actually work with them, and then you can get your first-hand experience, you say, okay, I mean, I've worked with Tyler before in the past. He might not know it, but I used to do, like I said, when I did production, some of those productions that I worked on were his stage plays behind the scenes.
Okay.
You know, but I was with, like, the video crew, so I didn't, like, I wasn't working, like, with the actual play, but we was filming the play. So I've seen his progression from Medea at, you know, the Civic Center in Atlanta to, or at the, you know, Robert Frost Theater or Georgia Tech's campus, to doing it at Fox and out here in L.A., and you know, him all over the world, you know. You know, he's very particular. You know, he knows what he wants, and he gets it done. It's like a machine over there. So I haven't had any problems. Like I said, you know, he knows what he wants. He's given me a great opportunity and great exposure. So, I'm very thankful for that.
I know that's right. Well, let me ask you, who is your all-time favorite actor, if you have any, either actors or actress? Who would you say is your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
You know, to
pick a favorite is like to say what's your favorite color or, you know, favorite ice cream.
Okay.
I like a lot of different actors for different reasons.
Okay.
You know, actors that I look up to are definitely Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel Washington,
okay,
Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, you know, Meryl Streep, Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, you know, but everybody for a different reason. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for their own particular style. So it's really hard for me to say, oh, man, this is my all-time favorite because, you know, I had the opportunity to work with David Oyelowo.
Oh.
And he's doing amazing things, you know, and he's another one of those actors that I, you know, I look up to and admire in the arts.
Okay.
So, I can't really pinpoint one. You know, I gotta name all of them.
Well, let me ask you, what other projects are you working on? Are we going to see you in something else besides that show? You got something going down? What's going on?
Well, I can't give y'all all the scoop. You know, I can't say everything's going down. But I can say that I am working on some projects right now. I'm working on some writing projects and producing projects. I have some partners out here that we're working on producing some web series and some other media and entertainment things, and some short films and feature films. I have two feature films I wrote that I'm trying to, that I'm in the process of rewrite and trying to get that off the ground.
Okay.
So, you know, keeping myself busy. Staying on top of my craft, working, every day. You know, this is a good time. Right now, it's like, you know, it's the summertime, so things are kind of a little slow, but not like all the way shut down. But this is a time where, you know, I get to enjoy, you know, my new fiance and the time that we have together, and, you know, because when fall comes back, that's when everything starts cranking back up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to play a quick little game with you.
Okay.
I'm going to name three actors. Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to do three artists. And I just want you to describe them in one word, just if any word that you think comes to mind. Anybody. Okay, we're going to say Tupac.
Legend.
Big Daddy Kane.
Originator.
Pharrell.
Innovator.
Okay, I like that. You know, you up on your game a little bit. Okay, all right. Well, let me ask you the last question. For any upcoming actor, actress, that's trying to get their feet wet, that wants to try to just, you know, get out there, what word of advice or wisdom would you give them?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot, and the best advice that I can give is to study, really learn the craft. I mean, I think of actors or young actors or new people who are new to the industry that are trying to figure out how to get in, you have to identify your reason for doing it, because just wanting to do it because what you see other people do and you want to be on TV, you want to be on the red carpet, and you want to be famous, that's not going to propel you, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to sustain you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You work on your craft. Study, learn the business, you know, and every day, every single day, you know, work on your craft. Get better, you know, read plays, you know, read scripts, you know, just, you know, continue to get better at what you do and network, you know, try to meet people, you know. We as, you know, actors in the industry who have been working for a little while, you can get a sense of someone's genuine, if someone is genuine or not, if someone really is trying to advance themselves in a materialistic way. They try to come to you and for advice,
mm-hmm.
Based off of what they feel that you can give them,
mm-hmm.
or what you can do for them,
mm-hmm.
versus someone who's really just looking for a roadmap of, like, okay, what should I do? And that's what I always tell actors who ask me. I say, get in a class. You know, find, you know, a class. You know, Google, research.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of answers to your questions if you would look for them. Sometimes we always try to pass the answer on to someone else. When if you would Google, or if you would, you know, actually do some real research into it, you can find those answers.
On your own.
You have a hard time getting from other people.
Right, right.
So one of the main ingredients in acting is self-reliance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be a self-reliant person. You can't rely on other people to get things done for you.
Right.
Because it's never going to happen. You know, you can't sit around and wait for your agent to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta go out there and make it happen.
That's right. I love that. You know what? You give the best advice. And again, I appreciate you calling the show. I love your character.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I really do. And again, thank you for taking the time to call the show.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. I truly am grateful, and I appreciate it. And I'm thankful that you all love the show and the character. And hopefully y'all will continue to rock with Warlock.
That's right.
Even though he's going to do some more crazy stuff, you know. But, hey, judge not the actor.
We're waiting.
All right, y'all. We had some minor difficulties. So I don't know what's going on today with Blog Talk Radio. But, again, I had Warlock up in this camp. Y'all, I just love his character, and I love his demeanor. He is a very gentle giant, y'all. That's what I want to call him. So I'm hoping he's listening. John, I'm sorry that your interview got chopped up and screwed up today. But, you know, much love from Texas. And he's doing his thing, y'all. So he's doing other stuff besides the have and have nots. So y'all just got to stay tuned. Tonight, Tuesday, got to see what his butt is up to tonight, y'all. Got to see what Candace is up to. Y'all love have and have nots. But I am going to leave y'all with South Deep. Gonna give y'all light work. Maybe give y'all a little, I don't know. But next week on the show, gonna have another amazing artist. He's actually established, but I'm not gonna tell you who he is unless y'all Google and look on the Blog Talk and see who he is. But I'm not gonna tell you because I want y'all to listen and y'all not gonna guess who he is. And he has worked with people such as Ciara, Pharrell, Stevie J. I'm gonna give y'all it starts with a P. Last name Y. Figure it out. All right, y'all. Thanks for y'all rolling with me today. And again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. Y'all wanna be on the show? You got something to say? Want something to hear? Something? Just wanna hear a certain joint? Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And don't forget, I am live, y'all, live, AT&T.com, Comcast, I'm actually filming some newer shows. Gonna be loading them up on YouTube, and I'll let y'all know where you can find them. So again, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm out of here.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. J1. Kicking it with the homegirl Cindy. Open Talk 2.
Hip hop, you the love of my life.